said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome, everyone, to Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Glad to be back with you, and we have with us, of course, Chicken Joe himself, Joe Barber.
Hey, I'm back.
glad to have you back. If everybody missed us, Joe was up in Vermont, and I know he had something he wanted to tell us about that.
Well, yes, I did go to Burlington, Vermont. I spent a week up there, and I totally enjoyed it up there on beautiful Lake Champlain, 100 miles of lake. But I just wanted to talk for a brief minute on where I stayed. I stayed at the Comfort Inn in South Burlington on Shelburne Road, which was so fantastic, Karen, because, I mean, it's family-owned and operated. And Kim and Holly, the two managers there, they really made you feel like family. And, man, you know, like a lot of the hotels you stay in, that you just it's just so mundane or whatever. This here, they're friendly. They talk to you, and they even, some of them, even own chickens. So guess what? We had fun talking chickens. Holly and some of the staff there have chickens, so boy, every day we were talking chickens and the whole thing. But I really, really enjoyed this hotel. It really impressed me. It really did. And I stay in a lot of hotels, and I'm not really impressed with a lot of them. But this one here was just super clean and super great. And I just wanted to give them a plug at 1712 Shelburne Road, South Burlington, Vermont. And if any, yeah.
You know, and I didn't know that is it Comfort Inn or Comfort Suites?
Comfort Suites.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were, so they're franchised, so they're family owned.
Yeah, they are. This particular one is. And it's like
and
I said.
And of course, they're chicken people, so you know they've got to be good, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, Holly and Kim. And I didn't meet Carrie. I've been looking for Carrie. Carrie's the other one that runs around there. We just never see her, but another country girl. But anyway, it was just fantastic up there. You know, it with the rooms and the buffet breakfast and the whole thing, never have to wait in line for the toaster kind of thing, you know. It's just fantastic. So I just wanted to say that. Anybody, I think everybody ought to go to Burlington, Vermont anyway, but it's just so beautiful up there. But if you do, and this is just minutes away from the center of downtown, right on the lake. So it's a fantastic place to stay. It's super clean, super nice, and the people are extra friendly because they own the place, you know. And I think that makes all the difference.
It really does. Now, let's get started with our first guest today.
And okay.
His name is Rob Ludlow. Welcome to Country Joe's Chicken Show, Rob.
Hey, it is super fantastic to be here. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. Now, for our listeners, Rob is the author of Raising Chickens for Dummies and several other books. So, you know, we just knew we had to have him on the show.
Oh, yeah. And I have that book, by the way. That was one of my first books that I bought way back.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, we've that book has done well. There's actually a handful of other ones that have resulted from it. So it's been great.
Mm-hmm. And it tells everything. I mean, right from beginning to end, for even the novice, right straight through. And all of these books, of course, I flick through them all the time anyway, you know, from time to time, every book I have. But where'd you get the idea about doing this book? Let's start there. That's interesting.
So that's a great question. So actually where it all started was my wife and I got chickens, and we were really new. This is early, probably 2003-04, we got interested in chickens, and I found the site backyardchickens.com. A few years later, the site went down, and I ended up becoming the owner of the site and helped build the site. So most of my background with raising chickens actually came from backyardchickens.com and the community there and the information there. The site now has over 200,000 members, and it's grown like crazy. So the dummies, the Wiley Publishing Dummies brand, saw Backyard Chickens and how big it was growing, and they reached out to me and said, hey, we really, really need a book about raising chickens because it's just been exploding over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who wants to raise chickens is online all the time and can access a website like Backyard Chickens. So having a physical book.
Yeah. A chicken reference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Now, whereabouts do you live?
So – Yeah, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm actually about 30 minutes east of San Francisco in a relatively medium-sized suburb. And we're probably the perfect examples of people who are kind of really taking to raising backyard chickens these days. We have a regular-sized lot, suburban area, lots of neighbors. Our city ordinance is 5 hens, no roosters. So it's really a good proxy example for kind of what we're seeing as the explosion in raising chickens throughout the country, where a lot of city ordinances that have been really strict on chickens are saying, hey, we're okay with, you know, 5 or 6 hens raised in a humane manner, taken care of properly, no roosters.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been going down here in the Orlando area of Florida. And I notice that all across the U.S. now is that everybody's allowing chickens, which is a fantastic thing. And that's what's making this thing just explode. And, you just can't get enough information on chickens, I don't think. Because you just forget all the time. And that's why these books are so handy, that you have, because I always reference my books all the time. And that was a fantastic idea, that book that you wrote. It really is.
Well, it's interesting because you touched on a really good point, which is, you can never have too much information. And it's surprising to me, even now with all the information that's available and how many people are raising chickens, that there are so many misconceptions. I mean, when you go to city council meetings where they're debating changing city ordinances for chickens, mm-hmm. it's incredible how often people say, oh, they smell horrible and they're so noisy, and all these misconceptions that kind of relate back to when people were keeping 100 chickens in a really confined area. But my argument all the time is exactly. And my argument is any city that allows people to have dogs and cats in a backyard should also allow a certain number of hens that are probably cared for. Because I can promise you, any backyard that has 5 or 6 dogs or cats that are not cared for properly is going to be a worse situation than 5 or 6 chickens.
And a lot noisier. I know that for a fact.
Well, we know that you have a terrier, Rob. I'm part of this because I run a website called petoftheday.com. We have had a few people nominate their chickens for Pet of the Day.
That's fantastic.
And so there are people with pet chickens, and then there are people who have, chickens as, not pets, as produce and as egg producers and bug control. And people out there don't know what good having a chicken in your backyard can do.
Quite a variety they can do.
And it's interesting because I think that's one of the big things that people really realize when they first encounter chickens for the first time is how social they are and how great of a pet they are. Because I think too often people in city ordinances or city council members and a lot of people put chickens kind of in the livestock category. I think we're starting to see people put them more into like, hey, this is a pet that I can interact with, I can hold. They interact with each other. They have a lot of individual personality, a lot of social personality, because they're very social animals. So I think that surprises a lot of people. Like, oh, wow, these are really, really fun to watch.
And kids absolutely just love chickens, playing with chickens, and the egg concept and the whole thing. It's so educational. I hear that all the time.
I'm going to interrupt you. We are just about done with this segment. Rob, will you stick with us? We have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
Excellent. We will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made. And here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show. We're here with Rob Ludlow, who is the author of BackyardChickens.com. And also the author, the founder of BackyardChickens.com and the author of Chickens for Dummies and Chicken Hutches for Dummies?
There's three titles. There's Raising Chickens for Dummies, Building Chicken Coops for Dummies, Chicken Health for Dummies, and a brand new book that just came out last week, which is Gardening with Free Range Chickens for Dummies.
Boy, you're staying busy, I'll tell you. Sounds like you have a lot going.
It's the demand for chickens. Everybody just says, you know, they get a taste of raising chickens and they want more and more. So
yeah, especially when they get their eggs, you know, they love that. Everybody that I know, that's the first comment I hear is, oh my God, I get fresh eggs every morning and wow. And then next thing you know, the neighbors are getting chickens. And yeah, you're right. Then you know, how do I build a coop? How do I expand it? They always do that, and it's so fun because they're always sneaking in an extra two or three chickens, right?
and we always tell people to overbuild their chicken coops because they're very addictive, and you think you're going to start off with, you know, a certain number, and next thing you know, well, you know, a couple more. Of course, you go to the feed store and you see baby chicks. The next thing you know, you're coming home with six new ones. So
hey, I know all about that. Only I do it through the Society of Rare Chickens. I got a soft spot for rare chickens, and every time I see something new, over it comes. So
and he has to explain. Well, yes, I'm just building one new chicken coop. One new enclosure this time for sure.
And Rob, my coops are like 80 feet long. They're not like regular chicken coops.
Wow.
And
when I go big. You know, it's, you know that old saying, go big or go home. You know?
Now, talking about breeds of chickens, you know, what breed of chickens did you start out with, Rob, when you and your wife first got into chickens?
So actually the way we were introduced to chickens is a friend of ours had a black Australorp and a Rhode Island Red that they got together and had a clutch of babies, and so they had more than they needed, and they gave us a bunch. So we actually started off with that mix. Four of the five ended up being roosters, so we couldn't keep those. Those went off to a new home, and we expanded our flock. So we've actually had a plethora of different chickens over the years, everything from full breeds, you know, Wyandottes, Marron, Rhode Island Reds, everything. And then a bunch of mixes in between. We've got some olive eggers now that we love that are mixes of Americanas and Wyandottes. And just, boy, everything in between. And Buff Orpingtons, we've kind of had a whole gamut.
Yep. And that's how it starts, you know. Then you want to try this and that and the whole thing, and that's how it got out of hand for me.
Slippery slope, for sure.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And one of the things you mentioned is, you know, once you get chickens, the neighbors might get chickens. But another thing that, you know, this time of year is gardening time and summer produce time. And, of course, if you have chickens, even when they're past the egg-laying stage, you have, shall we say, fertilizer to spare.
Yes.
The best fertilizer, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I get people that ask me for it, and I give it away. They come and I say, you want to shovel it? You can have it. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I get no shortage of people in my barn smell sparkling clean because they're always taking it. And that's really true. It really is. That's the best fertilizer because I grow a small garden, and that's where it all goes, you know, that I take out first.
And it's amazing how much if you go and you get chicken manure fertilizer
right.
in the store, it's amazing how much they charge for that. And I'm thinking, wow, I can go get, you know, a bag of pine shavings, throw it in my coop, bring it out and let it compost with the chicken manure, and I've got fresh stuff from my backyard, and I know exactly what I fed my hens and know exactly what went into the fertilizer before it
yeah.
goes into my vegetable garden.
Exactly, and I haven't seen it, but I heard the stuff sells for like $7 a pound or something, or $7 for a very small amount, I've heard.
You know, I'll have to take a look because, of course, as I said, I'm here in the city.
Yep.
And I know every time I go to Russo's, which is the best produce market we have in the city in Watertown, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. I always walk past and there are giant bags of chicken poop fertilizer mm-hmm. and cow fertilizer. Yep. And, of course, it always makes me chuckle. When I was a kid, and my dad still has a giant rhubarb bed, and so instead of looking somewhere for fancy fertilizer, the guys who raised rabbits up the street would just come down and give us rabbit fertilizer. And rhubarb apparently loves rabbit fertilizer. So we'd give them enough rhubarb for a couple of pies, and that's all that went. that takes.
It worked pretty good, yeah. So anyways, Rob, what else are you going to be coming out with? Anything else that we ought to see coming on the horizon? You got the cool the book?
Boy, I'd love to take a break. After this most recent book came out in this busy spring season, I mean, the traffic on backyardchickens.com is very seasonal, right? So once we get into kind of mid-February and the hatcheries start really cranking out baby chicks and the feed stores start carrying baby chicks, the website sees a huge influx of new visitors. So that carries on all the way through March, April, May, June, and then starts tapering off at the end of June, starts slowing down. But, yeah, I'm about ready for a little bit of a vacation myself after free range gardening came out and busy season. So, yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm a little bit ready for a vacation.
There. God, I guess so.
And that's one thing. Another thing that I wanted to mention about people who have backyard chickens, do you mention in your book how good chickens are at eating the bugs in people's backyards?
Absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. We really touch on bug control, kind of even weed control. We have an area in our backyard where I've had the heck of a time mowing it before we had chickens because of the rocks and the trees and the shrubbery. The chickens go out there and they eat the weeds, and then they'll eat the seeds from the weeds, and I don't have any problems with weeds in that whole area. But one of the things I love telling my friends is in California where we are, we have a lot of black widow spiders, which you know are very, very dangerous.
Right.
Our chickens will eat those, and I tell my friends, that is the world's best recycling program. They're turning black widow spiders into eggs. Now, you tell me any recycling program in the world that is that efficient or that cool. That is just amazing to me.
That is cool. I never thought of that. You know, I know they eat bugs. I just never pictured them eating spiders or haven't seen them eating spiders. Boy, that is fantastic.
Incredible, yep.
Well, and of course, you're in Florida, so I imagine you have plenty of spiders and other bugs that your chickens just take care of for you.
Oh, they love the bugs down here. They chase those things. It's like a race down here. But I hadn't seen them. Of course, I hadn't seen any spiders, but
there's a reason for that.
Maybe they ate them all. You know, that's probably the deal. But that's fantastic. But that book, you know, of yours, I've gone through that a lot. I go through that, and it's easy reading and understanding. That's the other part that I really like. Some of these chicken books get pretty complicated, but this one is very down to earth where everybody can understand it. And
yeah, that's one of the great things we love about the Dummies brand is they do a really, really good job on their side with the authors they find. So I'm a co-author on all the books. So each book has really a subject expert, whether it be just the basics of raising chickens or building chicken coops or chicken health. So, for example, Raising Chickens for Dummies is, like you said, it's a great foundation book, covers a lot of a very wide book of a lot of things. It even covers a little bit of coops and a little bit of health. But people that really want to do it yourself and dive in, the coop book is written. We have three authors on that one that are experts in building. And then Chicken Health is actually a board certified. She's been going to Avian College and just all that kind of stuff. So Julie, that's her name. She did a great job on Chicken Health for people that really want to get into, hey, you know, I have mites, I have impacted crop, I have this problem.
You know, guys, we are out of time for this segment. We'll be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all 4 paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show. And we're here with Rob Ludlow. And we are talking Raising Chickens for Dummies. And as Joe was saying, the one good thing about the Dummies book, you were saying you have a co-author for all of them. The Wiley Company, I know, is your publisher. And so Joe said, you know, they're really good at keeping things simple. Is that a lot of what they do?
Yeah. Hello? My phone cut out. This is Rob. So, yeah, the Wiley brand or the Dummies brand, they do a great job keeping kind of their books really simplistic in a very uniform manner. So it's really easy reading.
So if you get really technical on something, they'll have an editor that will say,
yeah.
Yeah, they have multiple editors. They have technical editors. They really, really put the authors to make sure that, you know, the books maintain the quality that their brand wants to see.
Mm-hmm. And now we were talking, Rob, earlier about why people get into chickens or why should they get into chickens. And I get the feedback that it's people just want to know where their food's coming from, whether they're raising meat chickens or they're raising them for their eggs. I mean, there's just a lot of chemicals and stuff. If you go and look at a commercial bag of chicken food, you can't even read the words on it. And, right. I figure if you can't read it, you shouldn't be eating it.
And, that's for sure. It's just amazing. I mean, the trend to raising back of charges is chickens has grown like crazy, and there's 3 kind of main reasons that I see that people are wanting to do it. You touched on people wanting to know where their food has come from. They want to know what was put into either the eggs or the meat. They want to know that the chickens were raised humanely, that they weren't, you know, crammed in really tight cages and treated poorly. The other 2 reasons, I think, are people are wanting to become more self-sufficient. They want to grow local. They want to participate in kind of those self-sufficient, grow local, green movements. The problem is a lot of people live in suburban areas where they can't go out and have a cow or pigs or goats and 2 acres of land. They live in a small lot. The nice thing is chickens allow them to participate in those movements without having to change their location or move out to the rural area. The third reason is just the growing awareness of how fun and easy it is to raise chickens. They're great multi-purpose pets. We talked about this earlier. They eat bugs. They eat weeds. They produce eggs. They produce wonderful fertilizer. Just the list goes on and on and on. And they have wonderful personalities. So really, it's a combination of those factors that we've really seen the huge growth in the trend.
And around here, in my area, people get together. They've formed a chicken club on the computer, and everybody barters, sells, trades, does everything with chickens and everything to do with chickens. This thing has just skyrocketed. It's well over 200 members in a short period of time, and that's fantastic. And once a month, they all get together and have at somebody's house or whatever, a picnic or a get-together, and that is really, really caught on down here, and that's fantastic because it makes it so much more fun when you can talk to somebody about your hobby that's interested in your hobby, and wow, that's a big thing down here.
And I think that's a big reason why the site backyardchickens.com has exploded is because people say, especially when it was not as popular, if people were like, wow, I love my chickens. I have all these great pictures. I have these stories I want to share. But none of my friends on Facebook or none of my friends in my neighborhood want to talk about how wonderful my chickens are. So they go online and they find people that, oh, my gosh, tell me about your breed or tell me about your first egg or you got a double yolk egg. That's amazing. You know, let me see some pictures. And so people are often meeting online on Backyard Chickens. And then what they do is we actually have something called Chicken Stock. It's like, you know, a meetup where people can get together and share the stories that they've talked about online and get together face to face.
Yeah, and it's so many people that own chickens. Like I said, you know, just going back to the beginning of the show, when I went up to Vermont and started talking about it, and then they go, hey, I've got chickens. And it's just so many people you wouldn't even suspect have chickens in the type of jobs or whatever they do, and they do have chickens. And, wow, I'll tell you what an icebreaker that is when you start doing that. And I think the trend hasn't even come near the peak yet from what I see.
And you know, Rob, I want to tell you, you should encourage the people on Backyard Chickens who want to show off their chickens. Yeah. They can certainly, those who like to take pictures of their chickens, they can certainly nominate their chickens for Pet of the Day because it's just somebody's pet's photo and a story about why their chicken is special every day. You know, we do dogs and cats and all, but Pet of the Day is all, you know, birds and bunnies and everything but dogs and cats. And so chickens are certainly eligible. And we love people who, you know, want to show off their beautiful chicken and tell us all about them.
Yeah.
Great idea. Great idea for sure.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Joe has had a turkey be on Pet of the Day, and that was Lucky the Turkey back in Thanksgiving.
Yep.
It's my good timing.
I got another one going on, Karen. I got Gary the Goose. He'll be going on.
And you know, we're going to run out of time with you. And so I want to ask you to tell people where they can, you know, find your books and give them, you know, your website again so that if they have questions or if they want to just pick up the books anywhere, where the best place is to find them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So backyardchickens.com. If you Google chickens or if you Google raising chickens, will be one of the first results. We sell all four books on the site. You can also go to Amazon where you'll see just do chickens dummies. Type that into Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We got tons of great reviews. A lot of local bookstores, libraries will even often have raising chickens for dummies. So that's definitely, I would say, the best places to start.
And you know, if you want to get it at your local bookstore, that's another way you can support local bookstores is tell your local bookstore you want to get all Rob Ludlow's chicken books so they can order them and you can buy them there. And you know, then you'll be raising chickens locally and supporting local businesses as well.
Yeah. Perfect. And Rob, gee, we'll have you back on the show here, you know. And,
you know, yeah, it's great. You guys are just a ton of fun. Absolutely love it.
Well, we try.
And, you know, do you ever talk about other kinds of poultry? Because, of course, Joe, this is Country Joe's Chicken Show, but he just mentioned Gary the Goose. He mentioned 45 turkeys he ordered today at the beginning of the show. Does backyard chickens cover turkeys and geese and other kinds of poultry?
Actually, surprisingly, we do have a huge area for ducks, geese, quail, turkeys. So, and even you start getting into guineas, kind of even more exotic peacocks, everything. So yeah, so if you want to, especially ducks and geese and turkey and quail, we have huge discussions and information on those species as well.
Wow, good. Well, so we can really fill in another whole show with you. At least.
At least, you know, and though I have to, you said you mentioned peacocks, and I just have to tell people, peacocks are beautiful birds. The males are lovely when they spread their tails out. But if you're going to have peacocks, you have to warn your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Well, the joke on BYC is if you have neighbors that complain about loud chickens, you get guineas and peacocks for a couple weeks, and then your neighbors will say, oh, my gosh, go back to chickens.
Yeah, that's good. Because, boy, peacocks are loud.
Peacocks are loud. And, you know, the first time friends of ours in my hometown, which is a pretty rural place, got peacocks, the police station got 3 calls. Someone's murdering a woman in the woods behind this farm.
They really do sound like that.
They really do. Rob, I want to thank you so, so much for being with us.
Yes.
Hey, I appreciate it. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we'll have you back. We'll have you back, Rob.
And we will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And you can go to All Paws, P-A-W-S, PetTalk.com. If you have questions for Joe, for me, or for any of our guests, there's a form right there on the homepage. We'll be right back with more.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at aikiou.com. That's aikiou.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
She said, rearrange my family tree, a chicken is what I want to be.
Welcome back to Country Joe's Chicken Show. I'm Karen Watts, also known as Karen at PetOfTheDay.com. We have Joe Barber, and we have our next guest with us is David Yoder. And I had him down on my scrap of paper as David Yoder Chicken Tractors Guy. I didn't have his last name until the other day. So welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, and start out as you started out before. Tell us what you do and what you have. You started out.
Well, we have a portable chicken tractor. I mean, a portable chicken coop, I should say. They're called chicken tractors, as you no doubt well know. Mm-hmm. And I worked at designing something that I hoped would sell. Initially, I designed a prototype in hopes of just raising chickens myself, but I said, I think if I do this right, it can sell. And so we have worked at designing a product that is both user-friendly and should last a long time. They are made from aluminum and steel and plastic and just a little bit of wood for the framing on the floor and the roof. So we've done what we can to try to make so that it works well and lasts long. One of the biggest problems I find in working with people who build their own is movability of the coop. And so that's one thing we addressed in the way that we have designed the three coops that are movable that we have.
Okay, now what size coops do you make? We have two
coops that are 4 feet wide and 6 feet long, and then we have one that is 4 feet wide and 3 feet long, if you can make sense out of that. It's just the way we orient the roof that makes me say that.
Okay.
I say that the four by six will hold from 8 to 10 hens comfortably. I see our website says 8 to 12. I usually start with 12 in my coop. This year I didn't because I didn't need the eggs, so I cut back to 10. But I'm comfortable with putting 12 in, but we don't expect that everybody is. So we say 8 to 10 comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Now they have wheels, so it's easy to pick up on one end and move around, right?
Correct. It is. In fact, you pick up the on the bigger ones, they mm-hmm. raise up all four corners, and you just pull it a little like a wagon. The egg carton, the one we sell the most of, works a little like a pallet jack that you see running around in Walmart and places like that with pallet loads of... They'd raise by just dropping the handle down, pushing the handle down, and moving it to the spot you want to. We have sort of a semi-automatic latching system that makes it very simple. Easy. Mm-hmm. Moving the coop is the easiest part of the chores.
Okay. Now, do they come pre-assembled or disassembled, and you have to assemble them when you get them in the mail? Is that how they come?
What we do, we pre-assemble most of it. The big one, the egg carton we sell the most of, it comes in about 6 big pieces and about 8 or 10 smaller pieces. It goes together with about 16 bolts and about a dozen screws or so.
So you can assemble it in what, like an hour or less?
I tell people to expect to take a couple of hours if they've never done it before, but that's not hard to beat.
And you know, if you've never done it before, at least a couple of hours, because you have to account for when you drop the bolt and have to find where it rolls and
that's right.
and getting the right tools for the job.
Right, and go back and read the instructions now and then when it doesn't make sense. But so we try to make ours. I was taught by someone who writes instructions for assembly plans. You make them simple enough so your grandmother could read it and do it.
Yep.
We've tried to do that.
Well, you know, if everybody's like me, when you get it, you try to put it together without the instructions because you feel, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to. And I do that every time. Oh, yeah, it never works, Karen, never works. But this is it. As a manufacturer, I got to tell you, whatever I buy that comes in pieces, I always got to try to put it together without looking at the instructions.
And there are technical writers all over the country just banging their heads against their desk right now saying, why? Why do I write instructions if you never read them, Joe?
Yeah, I know. It's the challenge, I guess.
The only reason for instructions is in case you run into trouble.
Yep, there you go. So, and you also make other products, or what do you have? Egg cartons, I understand.
Actually, we're called Egg Carton. We played off the name Cart N, and so it's actually spelled CART N, and so it's pronounced like egg carton, but it is just Egg Cart N. And because the egg, because it's movable, it's on wheels. We only manufacture the four products right now. We have a fourth one that's called the patio perch. It's a porch model, a patio model, rooftop garden. You could use it. It has a dropping tray under it to where the you can collect the droppings and use them for fertilizer and plants, you know, in potted plants, in gardening and so forth. But those are the four products that we handle.
And, you know, one of the things that if somebody has never had chickens before, they may be thinking, why the heck would I want to move my coop around?
Yes, well, there's good reasons for that. One of the best is just that it gives the chickens a fresh spot every day if you move it like a person should. And once you keep giving chickens fresh grass every day, they stay healthier. The eggs you eat are healthier. The chlorophyll in green grass is excellent for promoting health both in the bird and in the egg. It also makes your eggs a little darker. Another reason for moving the coop is it spreads the droppings. You don't have to worry about cleaning the chicken house. And as a young chap growing up on the farm, I did a lot of cleaning chicken houses. and I knew I wasn't going to do that if I could help it as I get older. And so the coops that we have designed, while you can clean them periodically, they're easy to clean. And but it's not necessary to get your shovel out and go hauling the manure.
Right. Now, why don't you tell us what the prices run on these chicken tractors and how somebody can get one?
The prices the one we sell the most of, the egg carton, we call it. It has the most. It's the most convenient to use that one. Sells for $13.29 plus freight.
Okay.
And then we have one that's called the Yolks Wagon. That one sells for $8.99 plus freight. And then we have a mini egg carton, which is half the size of the big one. And that one sells for $7.99. Mm-hmm. Right now we're still holding those prices. We may have to go up depending on what the cost of materials and so forth. But we're trying hard to improve our efficiency to keep the prices down. And then the patio perch is $5.79. It only holds about two or three hens at the most, but it can serve people who want just a couple of hens and don't want to move it around on the grass.
That's right. And you know, if you only have a patio for your chickens, you probably shouldn't have more than two or three anyway. You know, guys, we are running out of time for this segment. David, will you stick with us?
I will.
Excellent. You know,
good.
We're going to, because I know Joe will have more questions. Folks,
sure.
We will be right back with more of Country Joe's Chicken Show here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Tow Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Tow Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Tow Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Tow Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Tow Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
She said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be.
You know, I'm not a chicken. I'm a human being. But, you know, we have Joe and we have David Yoder with chicken tractors.
Yes.
Now, how... You know, when you move your chicken tractor, do you move it every day or every other day? And how far should you move it? And just, you know, I'm fascinated by the concept.
Sure. I recommend moving it once a day at least. It depends a little bit on the condition of the turf that you've got the chicken tractor on. And it depends a little on how tall your grass is and how serious you are about keeping it just neat as a pin. So that depends a lot on the user. However, I would recommend moving it at least once a day.
Mm-hmm. That's because of the ammonia in the fertilizer, right? Probably burn your grass.
Well, actually, it doesn't ammoniate until some time. Fresh chicken droppings are really not that potent, and they will just do wonders for grass. And so it's not that so much as just simply getting them onto a fresh spot every day and getting them fresh grass to eat.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the shadow of the coop, you know, grass likes sun, so you don't want to keep it in one spot for too long because all your grass will turn yellow, and I'm sure that's not as nutritious for the chickens either.
That's true, too. The other thing, too, you'd be surprised how little lawn space it takes to have one of these coops. And if you're just to figure moving it once a day and you'd have 30 placements a month, just figure 24 feet times 30 gives you roughly the 720 square feet that you need. Am I right on that? I think I'm doing my math right. So if you've got a backyard that's 720 square feet, you've got room for one of these coops, and you move it once a day and cover the whole area in a month's time. So it doesn't take all that much area.
Yeah.
How heavy is one of these coops to move?
Well, these coops are the bigger one, the egg carton, weighs around 325 pounds, I believe it is. And as far as moving it, it pushes down. I think it takes about 30 pounds of down pressure on the handle to raise it up. It has a little assist, a little gas cylinder that assists the lifting. On the yokes wagon, then that's not complicated, but you have to push down the pedal in the back corners to raise the back end, and then you slip to the front end where there's a little dolly that stays attached to the chicken tractor all the time. You just push down on the handle, pull it forward. It's really very, very simple to move and very easy. The Mini, that's more of a wheelbarrow style where you've got handles that you raise that pushes the wheels down, raises one end up, and then the other end you just pick up and push it like a wheelbarrow.
Oh.
So this is nothing that you'd need, like, you know, you don't have to be a linebacker to move one of these coops.
Absolutely not. In fact, I was pretty sure as I made these things that the lady of the house is going to have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make it easy enough for her to do without complaining.
Sure. Now, tell us how we can get one of these, you know, the address, how to get a hold of your phone number, the whole thing.
Well, you can go to our website and you can look up all the information that you want on the website. And so far, we take orders over the phone. We don't have a store online. We've opted to to stay personal with our taking of orders and so forth. We like the contact, and so you just call us and get us just place the order, and we'll get the one you want.
Wow!
Now, why don't you give your website again? Spell it out for people.
It is spelled E G G C A R T N. .com.
acarton.com,
you omit the O.
You omit the O, and you don't have to like put an apostrophe or anything in there.
No,
it's just Eggcarton.
Eggcarton, huh? That's what
now, do you have chickens yourself?
I do. I do. We have nine right now. Mm-hmm. And one of them, for some reason, just dropped over dead here a few weeks ago, and I don't know why, but that happens with chickens.
It does. It does. It happens with me all the time.
You know, one of the quickest sayings I've heard from someone is, if you have livestock, sometimes you're going to have dead stock, and that's all there is to it.
That's right.
I blamed it on the heat. I don't know, but you know.
Yeah, well, that could have been. It was awfully hot here in Kansas back a few weeks ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You also sell egg cartons too, right? Is that your other?
No, we do not sell egg cartons per se. We stick with the equipment that you raise the chickens in, and we leave the egg cartons to other people. There's a company called Egg Carton. A company that has a website called eggcarton.com that does sell egg cartons. And
that's the one you have to put the O in, right?
That's right. That one you have to put the O in.
Okay.
And you know, now, if you go on the website, do you have your choice of colors, or are they all, you know, the same color, and so if you want to match it to your decor, you have to paint it yourself, or what do you recommend?
We have no, we do not have color options. We have gone, we've opted to go with white, and part of the frame is black. And part of the frame is aluminum or galvanized. We just have not bothered painting that part. I keep thinking that maybe someday we will offer colors, but I've been conscious of trying to keep our costs down because I want to provide an affordable chicken coop for people who want to get into it without a lot of expense. And so that's why we've stuck to keeping it fairly simple, because if we add colors, it's going to add to inventory, and that starts driving up the price.
So these things sound pretty rugged, so they must be built to last for years and years, the way they sound.
They are.
And you're in Kansas, but they'd be okay up here in New England, where sometimes it's zero?
Yes, we do ship, and we get zero here in Kansas. Now, just one word of caution. If you're in an area where you have a lot of snow, you may want to consider moving them, because you can't be moving them in the snow anyhow. And so moving them inside a building in the wintertime and just putting cardboard down on the floor to catch the droppings, it's an excellent way of having your chickens year-round without making a big mess. And it doesn't take that much to clean it up. When you're done, you just raise the egg carton up, you drive it off the cardboard, and you're set to, you can use the droppings for your garden and so forth in the spring. But we do, I keep my chickens out year-round. We get temperatures down to below zero, sometimes for several days at a time. It'll drop that far at night, and drop down that far at night, but we don't bother to put them inside or anything. There is skirting. There's a way to enclose it all the way around, except for where the little door is, the little access door, or exit door, I should say, the door where they can run out and roam through. We don't cover that.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. So it does, part of it's enclosed, so they can go in out of the rain, the snow, and the whole deal,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. And you can enclose it as much as you want to. I always leave one end enclosed just because of rainstorms, and it gives them a place to go. If there's a dog comes around, they want to try and hide, they can do that. But customers just like to open it up and get free flow of air during the summertime, and it's what you want. But there again,
you know, I'm going to interrupt you all, because believe it or not, Joe, We are running out of time for this week's show.
Are
David,
we?
Maybe come back with us again sometime.
Great. I'll do that if you'd like. Just check us out. You'll find all the information on our website and be delighted to talk again sometime.
Thank you. Excellent.
You know, Joe, we are out of time, so I need you to say it with me, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Are you ready?
Flock be with you all. That's it for Country Joe's Chicken Show.